Hello?
Hi, good evening. Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a question.
Yes, sir.
I heard on some of your promos one time when you say, you talk about whatever. I think I heard you mention UFOs one time or something.
Oh, yeah, we've mentioned that before, yeah. We've okay, even talked about it before.
All right, so that's kind of my angle tonight. I grew up as a kid liking science fiction just because I was a kid, but I got to the age of a teen, I was in different directions. Then that's when the Lord came knocking, and, I went down that road.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really believed in it. Then as I got in my late 20s, I heard different stories, and I still wasn't convinced. Then I recently heard last year someone's opinion on UFOs, and they said that they felt that UFOs, aliens, were actually demons.
Right.
And they were deceiving man. This actual, face-to-face, deceiving man, showing them how to, do evil on the earth. And as soon as they said that, the first scripture popped into my mind was the one about, we wrestle not against, flesh and blood?
Right.
Something like that.
Against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Right. So I just wondered, your opinion on that.
Oh, sure. And like you, I've read a lot of science fiction in my time. I think by the time I graduated from high school, I'd read every science fiction book in our library, our local library, more than once. And I this is one of the reasons I'm thankful I got saved at a young age, because I also had an interest in a lot of other, like parapsychology. And so I read all the books that they had on that, and weird and unexplained phenomena and things of that nature. And then, of course, then I had time in the Air Force to be able to see some things and to be able to figure out some things because of where I worked and what I was exposed to. But first and foremost, when you take the term UFO, it's unidentified flying object. If you see something flying through the sky and you don't know what it is, it's by definition, it's a UFO. And I would say without any hesitation, and I've read tons of UFO literature. I can't say that I've read the UFO literature as much in recent years as I have previously, but like reading all the science fiction books at our library, I read all the books that they had on UFOs and anything related to that as well, probably some of those several times over. 90% or more of all supposed UFO sightings are probably things that people just didn't know what they were seeing. They're some kind of aircraft. They might have been seeing a satellite, in the sky. You can see a space station in the sky. There's other things you can see from time to time. It might have been some sort of meteor or any number of things that it could have been. It might have just been something that they thought they saw something. It was a reflection in the glass of their window or something. And that would be by far the vast majority of things that go by the term UFO. Just mistaken things, don't know what they are. Now, out of the things that it's something other than that, I have to tell you, the government does a lot of things. And when they have these UFO sightings, and somebody calls the Air Force and says, "Are you flying top secret aircraft around?" They're not going to tell you they're flying top secret aircraft around, even if they are. As I know some people who worked on the stealth fighter back in the 1980s, and they were flying two operational wings out of Nellis Air Force Base before the United States government ever admitted that they were in development. And every time they flew, there were UFO sightings all over the place, wherever these things flew. People would call the Air Force Base and say, "Are you flying some kind of secret aircraft?" Well, of course they were, but they weren't going to say that because it's secret. It's classified. They're not going to tell you what they're flying. And so I know for a fact that sort of thing happens. And that probably, of the 10% of things that can't be explained normally, probably explains the bulk of them. But there's always a certain amount, a very small percentage, that cannot be explained by any of those things. And there are government records that are sealed, and there are government records that are classified I'll put it this way. We don't know officially what they are. Okay? Now, it's not Pastor Al saying, we're going on, on the UFO hunt now. But what I'm getting at, and I'm going to lean into what you were saying, God created two types of what I call sentient beings when he created the heavens and the earth. by sentient, I mean beings that are aware of themselves, they're intelligent, and they're aware of God. There's other, you know, type of life. You know, dolphins are pretty smart, and they have a good deal of self-awareness, and they can do amazing things, but they have no God awareness. They have nothing like that. And we know that with these two types that God created, it's angels and it's human beings. So angelic beings and human beings. That's the only two types of sentient beings that the Bible says that God created. And the angelic beings were primarily to populate the spiritual realm, and human beings to populate the physical realm. And we know that a certain number of the angelic beings rebelled against God, and the Bible indicates that perhaps a third of them rebelled against God, Lucifer being the chief of them, and they disguised themselves as angels of light. They deceive people. They have the ability to produce physical manifestations of various sorts. And so we understand that from the scripture. And let me follow with that a little bit more. Let me back up for just a minute. There's no indication in the Bible that there's any other kind of sentient life anywhere else in the universe. And before I get back to the fallen angels, I believe that when God created Adam and Eve, he told them to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. And like our last caller, we were talking, God did not intend for them to die. He intended for them to live and keep living and to be fruitful and multiply. Well, eventually, they would have filled the earth, and you look at the record in Genesis chapters 4 and 5, they had developed agriculture, they had developed metallurgy, they had developed arts, they had developed music, they had developed all kinds of things in those first few generations, and if the truth be known, mentally, they were far sharper and more intelligent than we are today. And so they would have figured out a way, I'm sure, to be able to soon travel to other parts of the universe, or at least our solar system initially, and then perhaps further elsewhere. And I think the universe was for human beings to explore and to extend out into throughout eternity. Now, that's kind of my theory. And so that's why one of the reasons I think they're not there. Can you hold to the second half?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll pick this up on the second half.